Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
The sun blazed high in the sky over the land of Israel. For 3 long years, not a drop of rain had fallen. The rivers had shrunk, the plants had withered, and the ground was cracked and dry. People and animals were thirsty, and hope seemed to fade like the dried-up streams. Elijah, the prophet of God, walked along the dusty roads. His heart was heavy as he saw the suffering around him. Children looked up at him with tired eyes, and farmers gazed sadly at their barren fields. "Why won't it rain, Elijah?" a little boy asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Elijah knelt down and placed a gentle hand on the boy's shoulder. "Because the people have turned away from God," he said softly. "But don't lose hope. God has a plan." Most of the people, including King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, had started worshipping a false god named Baal. They built altars to Baal and forgot about the true God who had always cared for them. One quiet evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, God spoke to Elijah. "Go and present yourself to King Ahab," God said, "and I will send rain upon the land." Elijah knew this was a dangerous mission. King Ahab blamed him for the drought and might be angry. But Elijah trusted God, took a deep breath, and set off towards the royal palace. As he travelled, he met Obadiah, a servant of King Ahab who still loved God. "Is that you, Elijah?" Obadiah exclaimed. "Yes," Elijah replied. "Go tell the king that I am here." Obadiah looked worried. "The king has been searching everywhere for you. If I tell him you're here and then you disappear, he might punish me." "I promise I'll show myself to Ahab today," Elijah assured him. Have you ever had to do something brave, even when you felt scared? Elijah knew God was with him, and that gave him courage. Elijah stood before King Ahab. The king's eyes narrowed as he saw the prophet. "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" Ahab sneered. "I haven't troubled Israel," Elijah replied firmly. "But you and your family have, because you have abandoned the Lord and followed Baal." Elijah then made a bold proposal. "Summon all the people of Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Queen Jezebel's table." King Ahab was intrigued. He agreed and sent word throughout the land. People were curious about what would happen and gathered eagerly at Mount Carmel. The mountain was alive with chatter and the air was filled with anticipation. Elijah stood before the crowd, his voice strong and clear. "How long will you waver between two opinions?" he called out. "If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." People were silent. They looked at each other, unsure of what to say. Elijah continued, "I am the only prophet of the Lord left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Let's have a contest to see who the true God is." He explained the challenge. "Bring 2 bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one, cut it into pieces and place it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I'll do the same with the other bull. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by sending fire, he is God." The people agreed, saying, "What you say is good." The prophets of Baal prepared their altar. They chose their bull, cut it into pieces, placed it on the wood. From morning until noon they called out, "O Baal, answer us!" They danced around the altar, leaping and shouting. But there was no response. No fire, no sound, no nothing. At noon, Elijah began to tease them. "Shout louder," he said with a playful smile. "Surely he is God. Perhaps he's deep in thought, or busy, or travelling. Maybe he's asleep. We need to waken him." The prophets shouted louder and they danced even more wildly. They became frantic. There still wasn't an answer. The sun began to set and they grew exhausted. Imagine trying so hard, getting no answer at all. How do you think they felt? Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They gathered around as he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. He took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes of Israel, and built an altar in the name of the Lord. He dug a trench around the altar, large enough to hold plenty of water. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he did something surprising, something amazing. He said, "Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood." People were puzzled, but did as he asked. "Do it again," he said. They poured more water. "Do it a third time," Elijah ordered. The water ran around the altar and filled the trench. By now, everything was soaked. The wood was dripping, the trench was overflowing. The crowd watched with wide eyes. Elijah stepped forward and prayed. "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. Answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God." Suddenly, a mighty fire fell from the sky. It burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, even licked up the water in the trench. The heat was intense and the light was blinding. The people fell to the ground in awe and fear. "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God," they cried out. Imagine seeing such an incredible sight. How would you have felt if you were there? Elijah turned to the people. "Seize the prophets of Baal. Let none of them escape." The people captured them, realizing that they had been misled. Then Elijah said to King Ahab, "Go, eat and drink. For there is the sound of heavy rain." Ahab looked at the clear sky, puzzled, but went off to eat and drink. Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, bent down to the ground and put his face between his knees. He told his servant, "Go and look towards the sea." The servant went and looked. "There's nothing there," he said. "Go back," Elijah said. He sent him 7 times. The 7th time, the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." Elijah smiled. "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, the wind rose, and a heavy rain began to fall. Ahab rode off in his chariot. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. After 3 long years, rain had finally returned to the land. The people knew that the Lord was the true God, and Elijah's faith had shown them the way back. Elijah stood up for what was right, even when he was the only one. His trust in God never wavered, and because of his faith, an entire nation saw the power of the true God. Sometimes doing the right thing might make you feel alone or different. But remember, just like Elijah, you can have courage and trust that God is with you. Your actions can inspire others and make a big difference. So the next time you face a challenge or see something that isn't right, think of Elijah's bravery. Are you ready to stand up for what's right, to be brave, to let your faith shine bright? Are you ready? Would you like to do that? Would you like God to help you? I think we need God's help, don't you? Shall we ask for it? Shall we pray? I mean, just talking to God, knowing that he loves us and he's very close. Lord God, we thank you for Elijah, who stood alone, even when there were these hundreds of other prophets and everybody said, oh, let's follow somebody else. You said, no, I follow God. Lord, give us courage that as we go through our lives, no matter how many people may say other things, you will help us to know the truth in our hearts, that you may make us very brave, that we may stand up for you. And just as you stood by Elijah, stand by us, we pray, that people may see that you are the true God. Amen.